Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In an effort to open markets and increase business opportunities for entrepreneurs in both the United States and Africa, U.S. Undersecretary of Commerce for International Trade Gilbert Kaplan launched a fact-finding mission in June with members of the President's Advisory Council on Doing Business in Africa in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Chaired by the Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross, the Council advises the President on ways to strengthen commercial engagement between the United States and Africa. Undersecretary Kaplan led a group of representatives from 14 Advisory Council member firms, as well as officials from 11 U.S. government agencies, on a four-nation visit that also included Kenya, Cote d'Ivoire, and Ghana. The trip served as a fact-finding tour for the Advisory Council. The members gathered country-specific information in preparation to making recommendations to President Donald Trump regarding the best way to spur the development of capital markets, transparent and value-based procurement processes, and workforce development. The delegation met with Ethiopian government officials, leaders of state-owned enterprises, and representatives of American and Ethiopian private companies to explore opportunities for increased cooperation. The United States seeks to strengthen economic ties with Ethiopia and remains focused on supporting efforts to create a conducive environment for private sector growth that will lead to broad-based economic prosperity and increased opportunities for both our countries. The United States government and senior U.S. business leaders are serious about enhancing commercial engagement with Ethiopia. As the fastest-growing and fifth-largest economy in sub-Saharan Africa, Ethiopia can become a significant economic and trade partner for the United States, said Undersecretary Kaplan. This visit will help all of us to better understand this dynamic and developing economic market and provide insight on how our great nation can support and participate in the great processes that are happening here.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.